ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Bhagavad Gita, Chapter 9, Text 5, The Most Confidential Knowledge, Page 406. Nacha matsthani bhutani, pasyame yogam aishwaram, bhutabhrinnacha bhutastho, mamatma bhuta bhavanah, Nacha matsthani bhutani, pasyame yogam aishwaram, bhutabhrinnacha bhutastho, mamatma bhuta bhavanah, Nacha matsthani bhutani, pasyame yogam aishwaram, bhutabhrinnacha bhutastho, mamatma bhuta bhavanah, yathakasa sthito nityam, vayu sarvatra gomahan, tatha sarvani bhutani, matsthani ti upadharaya, yathakasu sthito nityam, vayu sarvatra gomahan, tatha sarvani bhutani, masthaniti upadharaya, yathakasu sthito nityam, vayu sarvatra gomahan, तथा सर्वाणि भूतानि मत्स्थानिति उपधारय। Translation, text 5. And yet everything that is created does not rest in me. Behold my mystic opulence. Although I am the maintainer of all living entities, and although I am everywhere, I am not a part of this cosmic manifestation. For myself is the very source of creation. Can read the purport, Prabhuji? Give it the first part. Microphone.
Purport. The Lord says that everything is resting on Him. Mastani sarva bhutani. This should not be misunderstood. The Lord is not directly concerned with the maintenance and sustenance of this material manifestation. Sometimes we see a picture of Atlas holding the globe on his shoulders. He seems to be very tired, holding this great earthly planet. Such an image should not be entertained in connection with Krishna's upholding this created universe. He says that although everything is resting on him, he is aloof. The planetary systems are floating in space, and this space is the energy of the Supreme Lord. But he is different from space. He is differently situated. Therefore, the Lord says, although they are situated on my inconceivable energy, as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, I am aloof from them. This is the inconceivable opulence of the Lord.
Thank you. Go to the next.
In the Nirukti Vedic Dictionary, it is said, Yujate nena durgateshu karyeshu. The Supreme Lord is forming inconceivably wonderful pastimes, displaying His energy. His person is full of different potent energies, and His determination is itself actual fact. In this way, the personality of Godhead is to be understood. We may think of doing something, but there are so many impediments, and sometimes it is not possible to do as we like. But when Krishna wants to do something, simply by His willing, everything is performed so perfectly that one cannot imagine how it is being done. The Lord explains this fact, although He is the maintainer and sustainer of the entire material manifestation, He does not touch this material manifestation. Simply by His supreme will, everything is created. Everything is sustained, everything is maintained, and everything is annihilated. There is no difference between His mind and Himself, as there is a difference between ourselves and our present material mind, because He is absolute spirit. Simultaneously, the Lord is present in everything, yet the common man cannot understand how he is also present personally. He is different from this material manifestation, yet everything is resting on him. This is explained here as Yogam Aishwaram, the mystic power of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Thank you. So, text 6. Can you read the translation and then and pass it?
You want me to read the translation or
the translation, then we'll go to the part.
Understand that the mighty wind blowing everywhere rests always a sky. All created beings rest in me.
Thank you. We can give it to next. Read the purport, one paragraph.
For the ordinary person, it is almost inconceivable how the huge material creation is resting in him. But the Lord is giving an example which may help us to understand. The sky may be the biggest manifestation we can conceive, and in that sky, the wind or air is the biggest manifestation in the cosmic world. The movement of the air influences the movements of everything, but although the wind is great, it is still situated within the sky. The wind is not beyond the sky. Similarly, all the wonderful cosmic manifestations are existing by the supreme will of God, and all of them are subordinate to that supreme will. As we generally say, not a blade of grass moves without the will of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Thus, everything is moving under His will. By His will, everything is being created. Everything is being maintained, and everything is being annihilated. Still, He is aloof from everything, as the sky is always aloof from the activities of the wind.
In the Upanishads, it is stated, Yet Pisha Vata Apavate. It is out of the fear of the Supreme Lord that the wind is blowing. Taittiriya Upanishad 2.8.1. In the Brihad Aryanyaka Upanishad, it is stated, Etashya va aksharashya prasasane gargi surya chandramaso vitrutau tithishta etashya va aksharashya prasane gargi dvai aprithivyau vitrutau tithishtaha. By the supreme order, under the superintendence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the moon, the sun, and the other great planets are moving. In the Brahma Samhita, also it is stated, Yak Chakshur Esha Savita Sakala Grahanam Raja Samasta Surya Murtir Esecha Tejaha Yasyagnyaya Brahmati Samhrita Kalak Chakro Govindam Madhi Purusham Tam Maham Bhajami.
Thank you.
This is a description of the moment of the sun. It is said that the sun is considered to be one of the eye of the Supreme Lord. That is, it has immense potence of diffuse heat and light. Still, it is moving in the prescribable orbit by the order of order and the supreme will of Govinda. So from the Vedic literature we can find the evidence that this material manifestation, which appeared to us to be very wonderful and great, is under the complete control of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This will be further explained in the later verse of this chapter.
Thank you very much. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chakshura Unmilitam Yenai Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaham Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamaham Dadati Sapadantikam Bandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamsa Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunathanitam tam se jivam sadvetam sabudhutam parijana sahitam krishna chaitanya devam sri radha krishna padan sahagana lalita sri visakha nitamsha he krishna karuna sindhu dina bandhu jagatpate gopesa gopika kanta radha kanta namastute tapta kanchana gaurangi radhe vrindavaneshwari vrishabhanu sute devi pranamami hari priye vancha kalpataru vyasasya kripa sindhubhyo evacha Paditanam Pavinibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Nacha matsthani bhutani pasyame yogam asharam bhuta bhrinna cha bhutasto mamatma bhuta bhavana yathakasa sthito nityam vayu sarvatra go mahan tatha sarvani bhutani matsthani upadharaya. So Krishna is explaining the most confidence and knowledge. It is Raja Vidya Raja Guhyam. And as you see, whenever we go out, we see the sky. And Krishna is giving a very beautiful explanation. Whenever there is a complex sloka is described, he has given the beautiful explanation here. Understand that as the mighty wind blowing everywhere, rests always in the sky. So it's very subtle science is very difficult to explain in terms of as they are, unless you refer to some examples and refer to certain analogy. Just like we have four Vedas, like Rig Veda comprises of 15,895 verses. And we have Yajur Veda with its 3,999 verses, and then we have Samaveda which is 1590. So all the Vedas, which has, it gives you the statement, one statement, and with our dull mind you cannot even get from the statement unless it has been explained. And that's why the Upanishads are being referring from all the Vedic culture, Vedic literature, to explain even one sloka you can write one book. But the Veda contains, for example, a mantra which may be very difficult to understand. But the basic science starts with the Bhagavad Gita. Similarly, in this one we can understand how Krishna is saying that it is everything is resting on him. He is here, how can everything is resting on him? Just like Prabhupada gave an example, sometimes we see there is an atlas which is holding by an old man or a strong man with very tired. He looks, you can see, imagine from the picture that he is likely holding with a great problem or he is not able to hold it and with great tiredness. And we imagine that God is like holding the entire earth. And our conception of God from this perspective is just God is with the earth only, nothing beyond. But in Brahma Samhita it is a Jagadanda Koti, means one universe is enveloped like anda, means egg-shaped. And there are millions of such egg-shaped universes as floating in the sky. And in that egg-shape there is a sky, and beyond that universe there is also sky. And beyond that all universes there is a spiritual sky. And ekanshino sthita jagat, Krishna is saying that this is 1/4 of my all my creation, but 3/4 is there in the spiritual world. So first you understand the Sankhya philosophy tell, from our Vedic culture we understand these are the Vedas. Then there are 6 type of darshan. Darshan means you see. There is no difference between seer and the seen. There is no difference between the darshan on each of these 6 categories, which is the conclusion of the Vedic version. And the 6 darshans, from that one of that version we follow, which is from the Vedabhyas. That is called Vedanta Sutra. And in the Vedanta Sutra and other versions is, Patanjali is a great saint. He has written yoga system, the Patanjali Yoga. Then we have Vaisheshika. Then similarly, we have 6 different varieties of yoga system, which is enunciated by Sankhya Yoga, Patanjali Yoga, Sankhya by Kapila Muni. So Vedanta Sutra is the Vyasadeva, which is we are following. And each has a different process to understand the God. In Sankhya philosophy, we understand the 24 elements. And beyond the 24 elements, this is the 25th in the spirit soul, and 26th is the super soul. By analytical understanding, so by before you go analytical understanding, the Sankhya Yoga, which is said that how the creation takes place. Let's start from just we know there is 3 ways of understanding, acquiring knowledge. One is direct, means I see something, I get the knowledge. The another one is Anuman, that is called inductive knowledge. And the third one is called Sabda Praman. How many you got it? Pratyaksha, Anuman and Sabda. So this is the 3 way of understanding or gaining knowledge. The direct one is I see the car, okay, the car color is white, blue or black, I see from my eyes, it's a direct. That's true, there's nothing wrong in that. Then Anuman is kind of an inductive knowledge. You got certain things, you make an observations, you made some hypothesis, then you come to a conclusion. Sometimes it may be right, sometimes it may be wrong, or it may be an illusion. Then the final thing is Sabda Praman. Sabda Praman cannot be wrong at any time. Just like Sabda Praman's one example is given, that in the Vedic culture, if you touch your foot in a steps, in a stool, then you really need to take a bath to get purified, because you are contaminated. But the same thing, if you touch in a cow dung, then you are still not contaminated, you are still pure. Even though the cow dung can be used to purify any contaminated places. In my village, I came from that house, we have a lot of cows in my house. We used to use cow dung for cleaning our floor and doing all the things. So even though in my childhood, when you used to touch the stool of a dog or something, then my grandmom used to say that go and take bath immediately. Or they will put cow dung in front of that to clean it up. This is coming from where? My authority is my family members. But they are got from somewhere else. And this is coming from the Vedas. The cow dung, it cannot be impure. Even the doctors in Calcutta, they have done an analysis and they find that it has contains all antiseptic features. So similarly, the Sabda Praman is coming with this. We have to follow the understanding of the world from the Sabda Praman. Just like Big Bang theory tells that it is a combination from the gaseous state and it comes into existence by just interaction. By just the collision comes of different varieties of things and it comes into existence. The Big Bang theory. But from our perspective, when you see, you take an example, if something happens one time, it will repeatedly happen the same way. If I say that hydrogen and oxygen, I mix it, it will, with certain temperature or certain ambience, then I will get the result is water, irrespective of not. So similarly, if I contains 5 bricks in my hand, I just bombard it, why not make a house? There is some intelligence behind it, and activities are performed in certain design ways. Then only it happens. It is not like that. Similarly, certain things we conceive in our mundane mind is the tiny minds. But the bigger thing we do not conceive from the anuman or from the direct perception. So we have to take shelter on the Sabda Praman. And by taking the Sabda Praman shelter means, which is coming from Shastra, like Vedas, Shruti, Smriti, Puranadi, Panchratrika, Vidhi, Vena. Means if these 4 things, Shruti, Smriti, Puran, Panchratrika, Vidhi, just like we have 2 vidhis, Pancharatrika and Bhagavad Vidhi. Pancharatrika Vidhi by Narad Muni, enunciated by him. So if you do not follow these principles, then it will be kind of a disturbance in the society. So what we have to do is, Sabda Praman says, Srimad Bhagavatam, if you said in Canto 2, 5 and 6, those who are interested to study about the universal creation and the process of creation, they can find out how the creation takes place. From Krishna, the expansions are there. I'm not going in details. Of the quadruple expansion. The first expansion in the material creation is plenary portions of the Lord is Karantakase Vishnu or called Mahavishnu. There are 3 Vishnus. So initially the Mahavishnu also, which is coming from the Mahatattva categories. And he lies in the casual ocean. That is called Karan Ocean. That's why his name is Karantakase Vishnu. Also technically he is called as Mahavishnu. So both are the same thing. Because Mahavishnu also named from the Mahatattva or Karan Ocean, he is there. From the Karan of Krishna Vishnu, then he comes the Garbhadukasya Vishnu with the Sesanag. And then from the Garbhadukasya Vishnu enters into the super soul as the Kshirodukasya Vishnu to every living being. Consciousness, animate, inanimate, matter, everything. So here you see from there how this cosmic manifestation is generated and how it is resting on Krishna. If you see in a bigger picture, there is Jagadanda Koti in Brahma Samhita whenever it is mentioned. Let's take in a hypothetical way in one universe, that how the universe is created and how it is resting on Krishna. So even though Srimad Bhagavatam, it tells about the diameter of the entire universe, it's almost 2 billion miles. So it was said 2 billion radius, I think. So it will be 4 billion miles approximately in our universe. There will be multiple universes. Just like if you can take the Sabda Pramans, one time Krishna was there in Dwarka. And whenever all these demigods, they used to visit Govinda in order to sort out their problems. So similarly, just like we do in our office or somewhere else to report to our managers to like the report their problems. So when one Brahma, our four-headed Brahma, when he goes and he meets Lord Krishna, at the time the doorkeeper says that Lord Krishna is meeting with another Brahma. And then he said that, I am the only Brahma, then how come another Brahma is there? So similarly, long story short, so when you enter inside that one and he found out that I think I am the only Brahma in this universe, he said that there is multiple billions and innumerable universes are there and you are Brahma of one universe. Just like in one universe, we have only one sun, one moon. Similarly, multiple universes, we have different sun, moon in each universe as it contains. Similarly, we have one Brahma, which is the creator, the secondary creator of this universe. So when he saw, then he said that by my divine potency, you sit here in my room and you can see all the Brahma coming and going back. Then you can understand. Then he was sitting, all the Brahma coming that they cannot see him, but he can see them. And he understand that there is 4-headed, 100-headed Brahma, 1,000-headed Brahma also coming and paying obeisances. He was saying that I am the tiny particles amongst the entire universe. Then he understand. And after that, I believe he wrote the Govindam Adipurusham Tamaham Bhajam. That's the Brahma Samhita, because he was so captivated by the mystic potency, opulences of the Lord. And the same mistake he did when he was again stealing his cowherd boyfriends from the Vrindavan. Similarly, all these manifestations, so from this Garbhodhakasya Vishnu and Karanadhakasya Vishnu, we can come that how this material energy created. Just like we see, the material manifestation is first caused by the eternal time and the three modes of material nature. Sometimes technically called it Pradhan, but Mayavadi theory Pradhan is called Purusha. But Pradhan and Purusha is two different things. Pradhan is an unmanifested state of the physical nature. There's three modes of nature, which is triggered by the event of a kala, means time. The eternal time, when it is triggered, then only the activities begins by the interaction of the modes of material nature, that is goodness, passions, ignorance. And when this one, the first created being, from this interactions of the kala and interaction of the physical nature, is the sky is generated. The first thing is sky generated, and the subtle form of the sky, to understand the sky's presence, if I say the presence of the sky is by what? So after the sky is generated, then what comes? So when the sky is generated, then air comes into picture. So who is the father? The air, if you go from the origin of the sky, then the air comes into existence. And this sound coming from the subtle sky, or called khama, is only contains the sound. But when the air comes into picture, it has what? Touch. So air has touch, you can touch. From the air is generated is fire. And fire, by fire you can see. It's like we read in Ishopanishad or in the same chapter, heat and light is non-separable from the fire or from the source. So the fire is coming. By the fire I can see. By the fire we can digest also. But by the fire, by the presence of the sun, I am able to see you. So fire is contents. Not only this one, also fire can have certain degrees of sound and touch. And after the fire comes, then we come into the picture of water. And water contains what? Test. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, right? Rasoham apasukanteya. Means, amongst the test, I am the test of the water. And from water, it comes into the existence is earth. And that earth is what you got from earth. When rain falls, what do you get? Smell. And all is so suitably defined as a chart. You see now, you understand that the first thing we got it, like earth, water, fire, air, ether, is all five elements. And then we have this is gross elements. Just imagine, sky we cannot even understand, it is gross elements. Then the subtle elements is mind, intelligence and false ego. So when Krishna has created something, the hierarchical way, or the way it is coming out from the universe to create it, first it has to create the ingredients. These are all the material ingredients. It is well explained by Kapila Muni when there is a conversation between Kapila and Devahuti. Well explained that how these five elements come into existence and how the sense organs are developed. That's why the voice or the ear is for hearing the sound. The eye is for seeing the beautiful form of the Lord. And then the nose is called, also it is represented in Ashwini Kumaras. There are different representation of demigods. All of our body is controlled by a demigod. There are 10 vayus. The air, which has 10 different vayus. Just like the air can cause you disease. The mental problem caused by the disarrangement of the air. People do not know. That's why they go to the different Baba, like Ramdev Baba and all. What he's teaching is how to do pranayam. So that by equilibrium of your pachaka, rochaka and udaka, different vayus, you can maintain your physical strength and mental strength. Because our body is composed of kapha, vata and vayu. So by the equilibrium of this one, whenever you are in angry mood, you just compose like this. Means where it is coming the energy? It is from the air within the body. So one has to understand the physical nature, how the material ingredients comes and how it is resting upon each other. Then each of these contents, for example, now we understand the sky. From the sky we got air. From air we got fire. From fire we got water. And from water we got the earth. Now you see it has the different, the sound is from the sky. And touch is from the air. Taste is from the water. And earth is from the smell. So all the five elements, when you see, but the earth can contain everything. This is also earth. But it can contain sound. It can contain smell. It can contain touch. You can touch it, right? If any earth touch, you can feel the sense. And it can contain all the five things which is there in all these things. But the sky itself can have this one. So once you understand the analytical approach of this physical manifestation, just imagine, this is one portion of one universe of the tiny things which is coming out from the breathing of Karanadukasya Vishnu. He's saying in Brahma Samhita, by his breathing process, inhaling and exhaling, all the universes are going and out. So in 1 second, thousands of things have been happening. Because in Kali Yuga, it is 432,000 years of this one. And in demigods areas, there is likely, if you continue 6 months, it's 1 day for them. Another 6 months, 1 night for them. 1 year you pass, then they pass 1 day. For Brahma, 1 day is ours, 1,000 yugas. One Kali Yuga, 1,000 yugas means combination of all the yuga, Mahayuga. Kali Yuga, Treta Yuga, Dwapara Yuga, Satya Yuga. The combination of one. So by understanding this one, how you will understand that everything is resting on him? It's very difficult to know it. Similarly, whenever great saintly persons they come and they gave you the advice, even though a person doesn't know all the things, he can say, Atasi Krishna Namadi Navavet Krayam Indriya. Sevana Mukheji Vadu. Means by this chanting process, you can understand the nature of God, you can understand the transcendental position of God. If you do not understand or hear from the Sabda Praman, from the Guru, from the Shastra, from the Sadhu, because as you mentioned, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Shastra Kaya, Lava Matra Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Siddhi Haya. By the momentary association of a Sadhu, just like brother of great king Ambaris Maharaj, he was a demon, by association of 1 minute with Narad Muni, Narad Muni came and knocks his door. When Narad Muni came and knocked his door, because Ambaris Maharaj said, no, don't go and bother him. He was so angry. Why you knocked my door? And he was chasing him to Narad Muni. To where? He went to Vaikuntha Loka. Narad Muni was flying and he was went. And he was, they asked some question and he went to this person, that person. Finally went to ask Vishnu for something else. I don't know the entire story. But he was, the question is, Narad Muni told that, sadhu sangha, sarva shastra kaya, lava matra sadhu sangha, sarva siddhi hoya. He was saying, no, impossible. Then he said, okay, go and ask Indra, Chandra, everybody. Then he go ask everybody. Then he said, no, I don't know answer. Finally went to Vishnu Lok. When he was asking Vishnu Lok, he said, where you are? In Vaikuntha. How come you reached Vaikuntha? If you are not associating for 1 minute with Narad Muni, how come you are capable of reaching Vaikuntha with this same demoniac mentality? Just by the association of a great sadhu. Haridas Thakur, whenever he is giving lecture in near Benupal, one village in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is mentioned. He was saying, just by chanting this holy name one time, one person will be liberated. Even though some person is chanting something, two words, which does not contain Hari, but it says Hara or something, say Hala Riktam, which has Ha in the first word, and the first letter, and Riktam in the second one is the rect. Still it combines and God counts his chanting my name Hari. But another Brahman who was there in that assembly, he was laughing. I am very culture educated man. This person is saying that you will chant Hari and you will get liberated. Impossible. He came to the stage and he announced and he challenged Haridas Thakur that if you say like this and if your word is incorrect, let your nose fall down from your mouth, from your face. He was chanting and challenging. Just imagine a Mahabhagavat, he challenging such a rascal without knowing the position of a Mahabhagavat. And Haridas Thakur didn't say anything. He said, okay, this is the verdict of, he didn't say that it is my gesture. He said, this is the verdict of the Shastras. I am just saying, because Krishna is saying that as long as somebody is dedicated to me, serving is, then he is liberated. We are seeing his salpapyasya dharmasya trayate mahatubhayat. He's saying that the greatest danger one can be escaped. And he has given a lot of example from the scripture. Once Haridas Thakur understands that, he went the next day, he had a leprosy, that guy, and the nose is falling from his face by offending to a great Vaishnava. So he said that whoever is incorrect, so who is incorrect? But by the mercy of again Haridas Thakur, he regained his original values. It is not the position of Haridas Thakur. Because Haridas Thakur is so humble, even though in the 21 marketplace the Mohammedans are beating him, still he is not complaining to the God. Because he is saying that otherwise we sometimes retaliate. If somebody is really causing problem, we retaliate immediately. God, let him happen the same thing, whatever is happening to me. But Haridas Thakur, even 21 market, even though it is happening, still he is not retaliating to the Lord. Rather he is saying, that let them protect from the same thing. And these guys are praying, God, why don't you die? Because otherwise their king will kill them. Even Haridas Thakur was saying in one cave, and the villagers used to come and offer respects to him. But sometimes a snake came into this cave, cobra, and the villagers are afraid, they are not coming. They said that now we will kill the snake. Haridas said, no, no, let me go away. He went away. Let's let the cobra be there. Why will kill them? So that was the position of Haridas Thakur. So similarly, one has to understand the real potency and the bhav from a true devotee, then only you will get this one. One time Prabhupada was saying, from this verse, he was explaining that how moon, sun and everything you are seeing resting on Krishna, he is saying, in your modern scientist, you guys said, I am a layman. Prabhupada said, I am a layman. I am asking you a question. In your modern scientist, you said that sun is fixed and moon is traveling around the earth. He said, I got up in the morning, I saw the moon is also rising from the west in the night, going to the west. The sun is also rising from the east and going to the west. You see, right? Moon is also moving. Sun is also moving. In the sky, how come two objects appearing in the sky and you are saying one is moving and another is not moving? What is your logical explanation? They never thought of it. The disciples around them, whenever you're saying, they never even think of some common questions. Ah, oh, we think it. It's a good question. So Prabhupada said, this is common sense, because these people are not even applying common sense. They are by mistakenly adopting whatever NASA says. Okay, he said, we're going to moon, that's it. No reading. Even if you ask them, we do so much of analysis and tell them something, no. Have you done analysis? Have you really read through whatever NASA's discovery, when they gone, what they did? No. But they will accept that they have gone to the moon planet. Completely they are giving a misstatement on the entire humanity. And they are taking it because they have to also save their own prestige. And similarly, in Bhagavatam, if you see, it gives you the clear Sabda Praman. It is, if you say, moon is not near to the earth, even moon is beyond sun, which is 90,000 miles away from sun as per Bhagavatam. So if he says 90,000 away from miles, then how long it will go? 29 days it took for the NASA project to reach there, I believe. So how come you reach there? What kind of miles you are doing? 100,000 miles per second? So if you understand this portion, that how Krishna, how the wind is staying in the sky, how this material manifestation is happening, by even reading small portion of Bhagavad Gita, just I mentioned you, if you start reading on Rig Veda, it's 15,899, Sam Veda is 3,999, Yajur Veda, and Rig Veda has 9,000, and Sam Veda has 1,599. Let's say around 40,000. Then we have six darshan. Vaisheshika, Jaiminis, darshans, then Patanjali Yoga, then Sankhya, then Vedanta Sutras. Then you go through the Ramayana, which is 24,000. Then you have Mahabharata, 220,000, entire by the great epic. Then we have Upanishads. Then we have all these varieties of, then you can find out what the God is. Without understanding, we cannot really conclude a statement. So, but that thing here, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Srimad Bhagavatam, Amala Puranam, means Amala Puranam. This Purana is faultless Purana. And it gives you the entire thing. Sociology, science, art, geography, everything you will get from the Srimad Bhagavatam. Just like I said, if you read Bhagavatam, second canto, fifth and sixth chapter, the creation and the creation of the process, then you will understand the entire things, how actually the universe is created, how it is resting on the body of the God, and how it is emanating all the universes from the God. But the only thing, only good qualification for you to read this book is to have complete faith in the words of the Lord. Because if you do not have complete faith in the Lord, then it may look you, it is impossible. Then you will interpret on your own mundane idea. That is the verdict whenever you say that Bhagavad Gita, whenever Krishna is saying, how long it took Krishna to speak Arjuna for this Bhagavad Gita? 52 minutes, 20 seconds in battlefield, not even 1 hour. 700 slokas it contains. How much slokas? 700 slokas it takes. 1 hour for us also, 52 years, we will not be able to understand Bhagavad Gita. So for us to understand how Krishna is resting, it is from a technical side whenever we know that in the material side how it is created. Just see in a spiritual world. Have you seen Vrindavan? How many have you gone to Vrindavan? Radha Samsundar temple. Radha Samsundar temple. Balram is resting on Krishna, right? Even that is the position when Balram, he is also Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is the first expansion. He is also resting on Krishna. Because Krishna is saying, Aham sarvasya prabhavo matta sarva pravartate iti matta bhajante mama buddha bhava samannita. He is saying that I am the master of everyone, including Shiva, Brahma. Because whenever Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was doing a pastimes in Navadvip Mayapur, he goes to the Ganges at the age of 7 or 8. He used to go, and the girls used to go and take bath, and he goes in the middle, and he will say, now that offer whatever flowers, don't offer it to Lord Shiva. He's just a insignificant servant of mine. Just serve it to me. And the girls will be, no, it's because we'll get good husband. But he is out of, this one, he will go and grab their foods and flowers from them, and he will enjoy. And then say, I bestow you, you will have at least half dozen children, because that was the Vedic culture to have more kids. But now, based on the population, we are restricting this one. But generally, it is whenever a sadhu gives blessings, he said that you should have Sobhagyavati Bhava or Putravati Bhava. Then it means that you have half dozen of kids. But now, when it is difficult to maintain one kid, because resting on, we cannot even rest on one portion of this thing. So how can you assume that God is not, everything is not resting on him? Janmadiyasya yata, first Vedanta aphorisms, whenever Sukadev Goswami, Sukadev Goswami, 14-year-old boy, what is there? His liberated soul. Do you think that his statement, one statement you can ask and you will not able to understand the entire purport? When Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj went to Navadvip Parikrama Mandal, after that he said that he will give lectures on Radha Krishna pastimes. Everybody, wow, now you'll get the pastimes. And everybody was there in a decorative moods and see. But he started with one Bhagavad Gita sloka, and that content 7 days. One sloka purport, 7 days. Similarly, Advaita Acharya will never take his food unless he was understanding one verse from Bhagavad Gita. Because Bhagavad Gita, if you see, read it, that's fine. But you have to really understand within your heart what the meaning is, what the purport is, what Krishna is trying to say. We should not be satisfied with the surface level answer given by anyone. We should really dig down into deep level. Then you will see the true meaning or the true purport of the Bhagavad Gita. Then only you can see by understanding this one. By understanding this one, then only believe, understand. In this current age, just like Prabhupada mentioned that, whenever people come to my ISKCON, when I make them saffron robe devotees, then their parents curse me. Same thing happened in thousands and thousands of years ago when King Daksha cursed Narad Muni. Imagine, King Daksha, he was a Prajapati. He is cursing Narad Muni. And what he is saying? That you cannot move. That's why he gave that. You cannot stay in one place more than second. That's why he's been traveling. And what is the reason for course? First 10,000 sons, they went for the austerity to this bank of this river. And whenever they find it out, after that, Narada will understand that they are sincere soul. Whenever sincere soul he finds out from the heart, like Dhruva Maharaj, a snake, Prahlad Maharaj, he will guide them. Whenever he finds that they are sincere soul, Daksha Maharaj, Daksha, he sent his sons how to procreate. Develop the intelligence and come back. But they went for that purpose. But their austerity and their heart is so pure. By the mercy of Narad Muni, he diverted them to be a renunciate and go back to Godhead. Then again he produced 1,000 kids. And they again went there. Again Narad Muni came and they converted them. So Daksha was likely trampling. Let him come. Just like imagine. You did one time, second time, then I'm going to kill you. By that anger. When Narad Muni come in front of Daksha, he was cursing Narad Muni that you do not know the ultimate goal of life, that they are indebted to the three things. What is the three things? One is indebted to his father, forefathers. One is indebted to the saintly person, and one is indebted to the demigods. Gato Mukundam Parihartyam. It is saying that by surrendering to Mukunda, you are basically get rid of all these debts. And Daksha's conclusion is that if you are indebted to saintly person by becoming a brahmacharya, then you get the debts paid off. If you perform sacrifices, then your debt for demigod is cleared up. And if you generate or procreate children, then your debts for forefathers is clarified. It is correct. It is also non-true. But the highest goal is, what is the highest goal? Which is, Narad Muni gave is, Gato Mukundam Parihartyam. By surrendering to Mukunda, all your debts is clarified in one shot. You do not need to perform this. But Daksha's conclusion, because he did not understand, the same Daksha who was in the previous life, he offended Lord Shiva. Again, by the mercy of the God, he again became another Daksha in another Manvantara. In another Manvantara, because of his past karma, God gave him this again, the power, empowerment, that he became again a Daksha. and procreate. And after becoming Daksha, he went to the began perform austerities, and there is a Hansaguhya prayers. It's a very beautiful prayers. He performed that Hansaguhya prayers by Daksha, and if anybody wants to perform this performance, he will get beget children also. If nobody is having, do not need to go to the doctors. Here the mantras are there. So by Putra Vikes, by Hansaguhya prayers, he can. When he was performing these sacrifices, Lord Vishnu appeared in his which form? 2, 4? Which form came? 10 arms. He has the 10 hands. He appeared in front of Daksha. And he knows the mentality of Daksha. And he said that, I have found a girl for you. Go get married. That was the blessings. Because God is the super soul. And when God is the super soul, he exhibited the reciprocation. Whoever performs the bhajan like that, they reciprocate the same way. Yeyam satham bhajami aham. So similarly, when Daksha was cursing Narad Muni, he said that these three things, you do not need to go through all the cycles. Because by understanding the Supreme Lord, nowadays you go to any centers, any spiritual organizations, they do not have anything on Krishna. Any mundane rascals like the wranglers, they are becoming God. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was there in this present in the earth, whenever he was playing around in his birth, different varieties of demigods used to come. Likely who? Sachi. Who is Sachi? King wife, King Indra's wife. Rambha. Arundhati. Who is Arundhati? Vasishtha's wife. And Saraswati, Brahma's wife. Then we have Narsingdev's wife, Parvati, Sati. Sati, Sachi, Rambha. When Kaviraj Goswami is describing, these personalities came in the form of a human being to see the Lord, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But ordinary people cannot understand. When the same Lord was playing outside, the snake came and rolled around him. And it was his own expansion, Ananda says, to give him pleasure, the Lord. Because all the details we do not know. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was walking, Jagannath Mishra, his father, and his mother, Sajimata, saying, look, something is going around at the feet. And there is the symbol. What are the symbols? Vajra. Then, flag, conchel, thunderbolt, and Meena, fish. These are the 5 symbols. So you need to remember. If you really true seeker of God, then you have to understand what is the symbol. Can you show me your feet, please? Okay, then you are not. Very simple. Because we do not have the intensity of desire to really inquire about the God. God can cheat you as a Buddha. Buddha came to cheat the atheist, to mislead the atheist, just like Shankaracharya came to mislead the atheist. Similarly, just because whatever your intention and desires are there, God reciprocates in the same way. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was walking around, these footprints they can see and they understand he is the Lord. Not only the footprint, even it described in the Manusamhita, even it is described in different Vedic scriptures, also he can refer to the Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, is that 32 characteristics of bodily characteristics should be there in a person to confirm that he is God. Because it is saying, Arjuna said in Bhagavad Gita, Param Brahma, Param Dhamam, Pavitram Paramam Bhavan Purusam Sasatam Dibyam, Adi Devam Ajam Bibhum, Ausatam Rasasarbe, Devasir Narada Satatha, Osito Devala Vyasa Swayamcheva Bravisime, Sarbameta Ratam Mane, Yanamam Badasi Kesava. He is saying that you are Param Brahma, you are Param Dhamma. And who is saying? I am not saying, Osito Devala Vyasa Swayamcheva Bravisime. Sarvametaratam manne yanamam badasi kesava. Kesava, you are the Supreme Lord. It is not my confirmation. It is from Asito Devala Vyasa it is coming up. Same thing we have to understand from the Vedic literature, that how the physical composure of the body. I have a chart which describes always. I see the lotus feet now, but from externally, what is there? There is 32 characteristics. I have something here. The 5 large parts, which is the large nose, and large arm, chin, eyes, and knees. And the 5 fine parts is skin, very fine. When you touch, you understand. The fingertips, the teeth, very fine. And hair in the head and the body. And 7 reddish parts is eyes, the soles, palms, palate, nails, upper lips, lower lips, which is reddish, very pink reddish. And the 6 raised parts is chest, shoulders, nails, nose, waist, and mouth. 3 small parts, neck, thighs, male organs. And 3 broad parts is waist, forehead, and chest. And 3 grave is, navel is grave, the voice is grave, and existence is grave. how the voice and existence is great from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he was in Allahabad with Prakashananda Saraswati Maharaj. His voice and his existence was so great, all the Mayavadi sannyasi was captivated by just by his presence and just by his sweet talk. So this was the purport of the Vedic literature and purport of all the conclusions of the six darshans. Even you can follow Jaimini's darshan, you can follow Patanjali Yoga, you can follow Sankhya philosophy from Kapila Muni. All the six darshan, or you can follow any Vedic literature. This is the perfection. This is the perfection given. Because Krishna is the source of all. It is coming from Bhagavad Gita. If you read this one, you will get all these things. And also, after analyzing the Sankhya philosophy, that how this material world is created from sky to ether to mind to intelligence, how it is coming, you will be able to understand the exact hierarchical position, the exact secondary creation of this, the mundane world. And once you understand the mundane world, then you can see this one. Markandeya Muni, he was a great rishi. He wanted to see how this Lord is sitting in the entire cosmic manifestations, and the Lord reveal him during the annihilations of the Mahakalpa. There is a different kalpa, right? Kalpa, Mahabikalpa, Mahakalpa. In that Mahakalpa, Lord showed him that he is in the banyan leaf. Have you seen the picture? Krishna is saying, and he is chewing his finger toe. Yeah. He is chewing, his licking his finger toe. And Markandeya Muni is seeing that everything is resting on him. Same thing whenever we see Gauranga Mahaprabhu Sarthi, Jahnavi Tatavane. And we know who is the Jahnavi is Ganga, and how the name is come from a Jahnavi Rishi. So we should at least one bhajan we can analyze, you'll be able to find out. The Jahnavi Rishi, who is, whenever Ganga is coming from the heavenly celestial world to this world, and at the time Jahnavi Muni was there on the bank of this Ganges, and he drank all the Ganges. There was no Ganges now. Gone. Bhagirathi is out. Then again he gave it back. That's why he became the father of Jahnavi. And that's why her name was Jahnavi. So by this one, even small thing, if you calculate, how come a person can drink everything? You cannot understand that. One person was arguing me, how come Gandhari can produce 100 kids? Why not? First of all, I said, why not? No, in my opinion, that's why. If you say that Gandhari cannot produce, now if you say it is 100, now if I talk to Daksha, has produced 10,000, that's why it is mythological things. Because we cannot comprehend based on our mundane, the mental set of mind is there. My mental set of mind is there that I have this kind of understanding. Everything comes bypass. So unless you really open up that cannot be opened by this. Because Krishna is saying, that is opened by him, you'll see, by his causeless mercy. It is Bhagavad Gita. If you repeatedly read, then you can understand that how the yoga maya frequency is protected by us to see him face to face. When Arjuna is seeing the universal form, he said that I will give you the divine eye. And that is also not spiritual form, the Vishwarupa. From this mundane creation, the Vishwarupa is coming. And Arjuna say that, everything is resting on you, my Lord. I cannot behold your mystic opulence further. Please show me the divine opulence of at least the four-armed form. And the Lord reveal him the four-armed form. But for the Mayavadis, at least you can give them education. Why not you concentrate on the Vishwarupa first? By understanding the Vishwarupa, we can see there is 14 planetary systems in one universe. And that is also considered as three different layers, like Om Bhur Bhuvasvaha. Bhur is called the Patala Loka, Patala Atala, Bitala, Talatala, Sutala. So all these things will come in the Bhur. Then Bhuva means earth. Then it will come to the Swarga Loka, also called as Satya Loka, Jana Loka, Tapa Loka, Mahar Loka. So all these 14 planetary systems, which contains in one universe, in one sun, one Brahma, all the demigods, 33,000 crores of demigods, which is there in the planets. And then we are in the, where we are, our map is not Google map. Take Mahabhagavata map, where we are in the planet of Earth. Prabhupada one time told that if you are thinking that I cannot understand the entire universe, he said, do you understand the Earth is moving? Yes. Let me take you one. I give you a globe, which is globe. I put small coin, something, and you just revolve it. Do you throw it out? Yes. Put something sticky, little bit more than it, maybe also some, paper, then also it can go out. Just imagine, this person is revolving 14,000 miles per second. Why you are not getting out from this? Have you ever thought about it? Imagine a small globe. If you go and you go to rides and all, right, in Great Mall or somewhere else, these guys are, because they are holding it, like 2 miles per hour per second or something very small. They're holding it. But still they are putting belt and all, that's where they're going. He is saying, this is your imperfection creation. God has created, even though he can walk, you are not thrown away. But you are creating something that you are thrown away. We have to put so many belts and so many things. Just imagine, simple example. So what mundane capacity you have you created anything right now to prove that it is not thrown away without belt? Have you putting belt, Prabhuji, so that earth, from earth you will be getting out? No, but the earth is moving. You believe that. So all these minute things comes from the common sense with the common understanding. And that can be opened up by associating with a great acharya like Mahagato, Mahajano Yenagano Pantha. By surrendering to the Mahajan, then only you will be able to get the real purport of the meanings of the Bhagavad Dharma. Because by the understanding the Bhagavad Dharma, you cannot come to the stage. Bahunana janmanante jnanavan mama prapadyante vasudevam sarvamiti samahatma sudurlava. Because they are all durlava people, sudurlava, very rare persons. And by what we have to do? Only thing we have to do is eko sastra devaki putra gita eko deva devaki putra eva eka mantra tasya namani yani karmap ekam tasya devasya seva. So who is ekam? Krishna. Who is Devaki putra is? Krishna. He is in front of us. Let's take him as the God for the sake of hypothesis, for the sake of understanding, or for the sake of devotion. Let's take him. Eka putra Devaki putra eva. Then eka books, that is the Gita, Bhagavad Gita. This is the, let's take, forget about anything. Let's start with eka Gita, this Gita we will take it. Then, eko mantra tasya namani yani, that is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Karma api ekam tasya devasya seva, and that devasya seva is devotional service to the Supreme Lord. That is the only activities we do. Then our life will be successful and we can get the real mercy from Srimati Radharani in this Martham Kart. That is the whole purport of this month and of this Bhagavad Gita class. I hope it is 8. I have gone the Ekadasi for 2 minutes. Hopefully by that time, maybe they can prepare for Aarti. Because today is auspicious day of Ekadasi. And it is called also Ramaya Ekadasi. So in the Ramaya Ekadasi, those who are performing, very good. Those who are not performing, not good. It may be good if you perform the Ekadasi. But even though if you are not performing the Ekadasi, you are here. And if you can listen, still you get the benefit of performing the Ekadasi. Just I will give a summary in maybe 10 lines. Ramaya Ekadasi was described by Lord Krishna to Lord Yudhishthir Maharaj during this Dwapara Yuga that he mentioned. He was asking about what is the benefit of Ramaya Ekadasi. And Yudhishthir Maharaj said, Ramaya Ekadasi is the only Ekadasi. He gave an example that why it is so important. There was a king. His name was Muchukunda. You might have heard about. Muchukunda has a lot of friendship with the demigods, with Indra and all. So he has a beautiful daughter. His name is Chandrabhaga. There is a river in Chandrabhaga in Odisha also after her name. That Chandrabhaga, when she was grown up, she got married another person like the king, and he is the son of Chandrasena. When they got married, Muchukunda has a great policy that on the Ekadasi day, nobody in the citizen, nobody in this country should take grains or anything, not quinoa or not sagudana, nothing, complete fast. He has made that rule. And that time when he made that rule, all the citizens, they go and announce in the previous night, on the 10th day, that tomorrow is Ekadasi, no grains, no food, just fast for one day, night assembly in the nearby temple, chant the name of God. Even they do not give grains or foods to the elephants, horses, cows and anybody. Everybody is complete fast. Her husband is very weak. You know, he's not that strong. When he came to there, somehow accidentally or by divine arrangement, he was happened to be in the city of Muchukunda Dev, Puru. When he was there, he has to take fast. Then his wife told, there is two options. Either you go back to your village or to your city and you come after the Ekadasi, or you stay and perform this Ekadasi. But I am doubtful. He said that, no, I will perform the Ekadasi. And he performed the Ekadasi. In the evening, he was so tired. I'm gone now. But somehow or other, he was able to maintain and sustain till before the sunrise. Because before the sunrise, your Ekadasi is not complete. So before the sunrise, he was about to sustain it, but he died. Haribo. He died. But because he performed, so the king has performed all the rituals, funerals and everything. Royal prestige has been done. He was not, he said that it's God's arrangement. It happened, they happened. But that is the good thing. He did not take food. He was very happy. But they are crying anyway. So when he died, but by performing the pious activities, so one time earlier days, the Brahman has certain powers. They go from different pools to different pilgrimages. Not only in the earth, they go to even heavenly planets, different pilgrimage. there to divine power in Satyayuga. So one Brahmana from that area, he went to, there was a city near Mandara mountain. In the city, he was the king, the person. Just by performing this Ekadasi, he was awarded such a great place in Mandara mountain, just like beyond heavenly planets. In Mandara mountain, when he was awarded that place and when he was lying down, the Brahmana happened to visit there and said, oh, you are that same Muchukunda Pura's son-in-law. And when you interacted, then you understand, oh, I know. How is my wife now? It is reincarnation proof also. And he said that, I know him. Just wish him good luck and all. Then the Brahmana returned to the Muchukunda Pura and he was sharing his experience that I met your husband there and his wife, Chandrabhaga, she was intensely desiring to meet her husband in the previous part. So by the Rishi called Bhamadeva, the Rishi was, he gave spiritual body, likely very divine body, to Chandrabhaga because she cannot go there. The Brahmana can go. So he went there and he mixed with her husband. And by that time, she was saying that my kingdom is temporary and unsteady. Can you give me some PTs to perform it? And by performing the Ekadasi, by performing this one, they live for another 10,000 years. And after that, they went back to Godhead. This is the power of this Ekadasi. We should not take mistakenly that what is the value of this Ekadasi. But with the faith of this one, even though you perform this Ekadasi, you will be going back to Godhead. Definitely. May not be this life, in the coming years to come. In the coming years to come, and you will be awarded that. Because Prahlad Maharaj in his previous life also, it is sometimes mentioned that he was fighting with a prostitute in the night of Ekadasi for something else in his previous lives. And they did fast. I think it is Narsingh Chaturdasi or Ekadasi, I don't remember, but in a fasting day. And they did not fight, neither the prostitute nor Prahlad Maharaj. And he got the benefit of getting a devotee's life. So you can take from all the different scriptures the value of Ekadasi. And it is, even though those who are not performing the Ekadasi, eating grains and all, but by hearing this one, you also get the same amount of benefit. So just imagine that you are also getting the king of Mandara Mountain or somewhere else. So that is the verdict, from not from my mouth, from the scriptures, from Lord Krishna to Yudhishthira Maharaj. I am just repeating what he told to all of you. So with this, I will take if any questions, because this is my first time I'm coming on Wednesday. I'm not qualified, but Vaisheshika Prabhuji requested me to come and get your association by the mercy of the devotees. Fortunately, I got Ekadasi, your association. And I don't know the format, but I did a lecture type. But Isopanishad, we did more interactive style, but Bhagavad Gita, what he told me that Isopanishad more interactive style and Bhagavad Gita you can give reading the purport. So I followed the same. Maybe there may be a mistake. But if there are any other questions from anyone, there is a microphone. Ma Mataji, you can prepare for Aarti if you can ask Pujari. We'll be done in 5 minutes.
Hare Krishna Prabhu. It was a very good lecture.
Thank you very much.
I have a question about this Ekadashi. So in South India also, like my mother and many people, they perform Ekadashi. But they perform Ekadashi in a different way. Not like us, like in ISKCON. So what's the difference, and if do they get any good things about by performing Ekadashi?
So can you please tell me what the different way is?
Means they don't follow like grains and beans kind of. They keep away from rice and they have like only one time food. And then they go to temples and then like chanting and everything is there. So is there any difference?
I think even in Andhra, I've seen they don't take rice or items made with rice, but they take things like idli, vada, like that. But they are also made with grains, so things like that. They say it's not a full-fledged meal, but some kind of tiffin or something like that.
Fruits is okay. Yeah, so I got your point. So here, our family also, my mother does, but the only thing is Odias are more acquainted to eat rice. So on that day, they don't eat rice, but they eat puri. So I was basically one time arguing with him, and it is not from here. I'll go back to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's case also, but first let me complete this. So I was arguing, and he said that in due course of time, somebody changes the version of this one for our own suitability. And we do not check also, because it is comfortable to me also. When I told her, because it was very discomforting. Even though I showed Gita or I showed the Ekadasi Mahatmya book, it shows what exactly to be followed. But she had been doing for last 20 years, 30 years. So it's very hard to break that. Okay, if not puri, you know, paratha or something. Means because the mental mindset is like that, and somebody has injected that. And how he injected? Because we are lazy. And he knows that these people cannot follow anything. So let's do something other than whatever you are doing. It was prominent in not only in South India, prominent in Bengal, prominent in Odisha, prominent in all parts of India. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was there, at time also it was prominent. His mother also used to take rice on Ekadasi. He was chastised, why you are taking rice on the Ekadasi day? It was completely, you know, ridiculous. You cannot take rice. And by convincing, he said that the only request I have my mother to you, that you do not take grains on the day of Ekadasi. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's verdict. And if you want some the authenticity from the scriptures, I can show you what exactly you need to tell, why it is benefit. You will get partial benefit. Those who are taking, not following the regulations exactly mentioned, they will get partial benefit because they have faith. Suppose I said, those who are hearing without having this one, because by faith, implicit faith, they also, hearing this one, they get some benefit. But those who are complete fast, just like Muchukunda Devs, they get the complete benefit, the whole package. Those who are taking something like, you know, our like quinoa or non-grains, fruits or milk or something, they also got benefit. Those who are taking fast, those who are taking grains with the Ekadasi thing, the amount of spiritual spark is very, very low, but you will still get the benefit. But one should try to show them the right scriptures. First ask them, where did you get it? Who told you? No, everybody. Forget about everybody. You cannot say you are going in 101 freeway, you can go in 80 and you got the ticket. No, everybody is going in it. You cannot say. He will not say that, no, you will not get it. You will also get ticket. That is, your standard is to follow the rules. You do not follow others. You follow the rules. That is our mindset. So we have to tell them, you are following the public or following the scripture. Just like, by the votes, you cannot make any star as a moon. When moon appears, all stars gone. All voting is gone. Similarly, we have to emphasize them how to follow the scriptures. But you cannot disturb them also at the same time. Whatever faith they have, but gradually you give them tasty food on quinoa and other things and whatever tasty food. They said it is a replacement. When I talk to my mother, now she's doing because she got alternative good food. The problem is that in India, they do not know the alternative food package, which is by Prabhupada only introduced, the how at least the people can get the alternative package in the Ekadasi. So we should not disturb them. At the same time, we will try to introduce the right thing for them so that they can be convinced and they can learn the process of Ekadasi. That is the benefit. Did it answer your question? Thank you. So if any other questions? Yes, give you the mic.
I had one on the verse that you discussed that everything, these physical elements are coming from the sky in sequence. You know, yeah. Air, then fire, water, and earth. So the question is, does Shastra say where the subtle elements are coming from? That is, intelligence, false ego, and the mind. Is there a sequence
yes,
in which
I
they
think,
are coming?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Maybe time is already 15 minutes late. Yeah, I will recommend you to read the chapter, Canto 2nd, 5. 2.5 and 2.6. It has given the all, not necessarily how the eternal time, how the physical nature, how the interaction, and how the mind, intelligence, and false ego coming into picture. It has given the exact picture. So you will be able to understand, yes, who is that? The origin is Mahatattva, which is the Mahavishnu, how the Mahavishnu, the three Vishnus coming, and from there, how this material mundane world is created. From mode of ignorance, mode of patience, and mode of goodness. So you can go through 2.5 and 2.6. That is the chapter called Process of Creation. Will be able to understand. Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam, second canto. If not, I can send you the Vedavesh, the link where it is exactly described. There may be 10 or 13 slokas which completely describes the translation. You may read. So, final thing. Good? Okay, Prabhuji. Give the microphone.
Thank you very much for the nice class. I came towards the end, but I still like the ending
part. Yeah, at least
part.
You got the Rasgulla's last part. Still, it is sweet.
So I had this one comment about the point that you were making about the opening of a perspective to understand, you know, spiritual subject matters. It's not very easy, and because we are surrounded by all kind of mundane concepts or concepts of the material world, it's very difficult to open up our mind to understand spiritual concepts. But it's possible if we, you know, continuously hear from the right source and right authority. So I like that point very much. So okay. That's the only thing.
Thank you very much, Prabhuji. Thanks for. So if nothing is there, then we can go for our. Is it the now next is Aarti, right, Prabhuji, Rakshit Prabhuji? Damodarashtakam will do. So now we'll do the Damodarashtakam offering the ghee lamb to the Lord. So hopefully we'll sit down, right? Another will. Just like in the Sunday program. Hopefully we'll do that one and prepare for the Aarti. Thank you very much for coming to this program on the auspicious Ekadasi day on the month of Kartik, you are definitely getting mercy from Radha Madan Mohan and Mahaprabhu. Hare Krishna.